Yeah, what if your worst days are actually the days that you grow the most? And the struggle, the adversity, the time under tension, the setbacks, all that was, think of it like this, a metaphor. It's just more weight on your bar in the weight room of life. So when you can push it and get it off you, it's going to create micro tears, which are uncomfortable, but those micro tears eventually will create an adaptation so you can become stronger. So when we start thinking of that, like for ourselves psychologically, when we go through things that are hard emotionally, this is our opportunity to grow. This is our opportunity to become stronger. But just like in the weight room, you don't become stronger by giving up with, like, just saying, oh, I can't do it and stopping. You have to push through it. And then here's what ends up happening. You'll start to see that repetitions, hitting reps, will create more strength. And then when you get the hang of it, you'll see that life was always trying to help you to make you stronger.
Whenever you feel negative or unhappy about anything, you say, wait a minute, I'm responsible. I'm responsible for my life. I'm responsible for what happens. I can't change the past, so I'm not going to spend a second worrying about the past. I'm going to become so busy working on my future and my goals that I don't have time to think about the past.
Understand that it is you who is responsible for being in the position that you're in.
Taking full accountability for your life with all of the deficiencies that you have may be the most painful thing that you do when you look at yourself in the mirror and say, this is my fault. In saying, this is my fault, those are also the first two steps of progress, because it's my fault, not anyone else's, which means it's my responsibility and my action that can change that.
Not anybody else. You can't be making excuses. It is you. You are the result of why you are here today.
Winners never quit. And quitters never win. It's not the winner's strength, it's their real power. They get back up and try again, long after everyone else has left.
It all starts with who you are. Who you are is more important than what you do. Because who you are is your character. And your character is an accumulation of your thoughts, your habits, and your priorities on a day-to-day basis. Because those three things determine the choices you make. And the choices you make make you who you are.
What the caterpillar calls death, the world calls a butterfly. And that's just so. In the pursuit of the person that we're supposed to become, those dreams, those ambitions, that elevated mentality, that version of who we're supposed to be, we must let an old version of us die. See, a caterpillar with wings can't fly. It must change its body. It must let its wings expand. It must go through a metamorphosis, a process of preparation, so that the transformation into a butterfly is possible. And it's painful. And you'll feel confined, and it will be uncomfortable. But all of that is necessary so that when the day comes, you can spread your wings and show the world how beautiful you are.
Champions find a way to make it happen. No matter how long it takes, they find a way. Don't be ashamed to say you're nervous, but find a way to get over it.
You thought you was just gonna have a dream and a goal, and you were just gonna wake up and just walk into the sunset. It don't work like that. You have a dream, and then life punks you. Life punks you and say, do you really want this? It's a part of it, but I paid too much. My greatest moments didn't come from my greatest moments. My greatest moments came from my greatest defeats. Because it was during my defeat that I had to find a way to get back up.
Your job in life, my job in life, is to step out of our comfort zone. It is to step out of our comfort zone because we know that staying in our comfort zone is going to hurt. It's going to create a lot of regret. It's going to create a lot of missed experiences, a lot of missed opportunities, a lot of missed love, a lot of missed finance.
Take a step every day in the direction that you want to be in, because what that creates is a habit. You've got to reverse engineer your life. You've got to. That's part of the process, and that's what's going to mold you into the person that can sustain everything that you're trying to build. If it came to you overnight, you wouldn't know what to do with it. If it came to you through some trial and tribulation, you're going to understand the work it takes to maintain it, and it's going to stay. That without risk is no reward. It doesn't work any other way.
Our single life, God, isn't doing the stuff. Isn't going past your current levels of comfort. Hitting new levels.
That's not the hard part of life. The hard part of life is when you don't have the time to do this anymore. And you didn't achieve everything you wanted to do. And you look back on your life knowing there were pockets throughout your existence where you could have applied yourself. Now all that's left is you in a self-arrest, self-paralysis state, thinking, wow, I could have been great.
And there won't be anything to stop you. The ground won't restrict you. You'll have the freedom to go wherever you please. Share the message that you're meant to share, but you must go through that prerequisite of a transformation, letting the old you die so that the new you can come forward.
Life is not here to make you suffer. This life is here to make you understand what is your potential. But in this lifetime, there is something else for you to achieve. Discover your potential. Maybe there is something bigger that you can become.
It's never the right time. But the stars are never going to align. You have to just decide, I'm making a change, and do it, and roll the dice and bet on yourself. It's the only way to do it. Almost like the only way to learn how to swim is to jump in the water and figure it out on the fly.
Sun don't stop for nobody, man. Sun don't stop. Sun gonna be up in the morning regardless. That sun is gonna be up in the morning regardless. Regardless of how I fucking feel, the sun is gonna shine in the morning. And the nighttime, the moon gonna be there. And you gonna look up, these days gonna keep going by.
There can be no growth without goals. If you are going in the precise right direction, regardless of how quickly or slowly, you're always making progress. If you're not going in the right direction very quickly, you can actually push yourself further away from the goal to the ultimate you want. You do not rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems.
Never make a decision when you're in the valley. Always remember that. Never make a light decision when you're in the valley. It's oftentimes when we're at our lowest, when we go through adversity, opposition, when something is tough, we make a permanent decision over temporary condition. Never make a permanent decision when you're in the valley.
There is no one on this earth who is like you. You're the only person who can do what you do, who has lived your life, has internalized your experience, and that song in your heart belongs to you and you alone. And hold that very dear, because it's precious, and every voice is worth hearing. So whatever story you have, whatever you want to say, keep it close and hold it dear and stay true, and you'll be fine.
That happiness and success is available for every last one of you. But I'm gonna tell you what you're gonna have to do. You gotta change your mindset. If you're planning on being successful, you have to change this here. The difference between successful people and non-successful people is right here. It ain't no difference. It ain't none. I ain't got no more than none of y'all got. God gave me the same thing he gave y'all. But you have got to change your mindset.
If you want to become the best version of who you are supposed to be, risk is required. Period.
Whatever success means to you, properly define it, but always look at it in terms of, do I love what I do? Do I know what I'm doing? If opposition and adversity happens, will I still believe in what I'm doing? Can you be committed to the process of what you're doing without being emotionally attached to the results of what you're doing? Can you be committed to it in the midst of opposition, in the midst of adversity? Because if you can be committed to it in the midst of opposition, in the midst of adversity, now you can believe in it. So when it goes wrong and it doesn't play in your favor, you can still believe in what you're doing and you're not gonna run. Love what you're doing. Know what you're doing. But above all, believe in what you're doing, man.
Practice makes improvement. You can always better your best. You can always go beyond anything that you have ever done. You'll never hit a state of perfection. You're always bigger than what you do. And so all you're looking for are new breakthroughs through practice and practice and practice. You'll get better and better and better.
You become a drifter in life. In other words, you are like a rudderless ship. You are not going under your own power. You are letting the currents of life, of circumstance, of the opposition determine how you feel, how you think, what you experience.
I think it's believing in the 85-year-old version of you, who's exactly who you want to be, and then ruthlessly looking at the discrepancy between the pittance of a human that you are now compared to that man or that woman, and then step by step breaking down the many differences and starting on the first one and pulling the thread.
The idea that self-love is holding yourself to a higher standard than anyone else does, you believing in you more than anybody else does,
no matter what tragedy we go through, we are still great. We are still magnificent. We are still significant. You must remember who you are and whose you are. Don't allow the tragedy that happened around you be the reason you quit believing that you could do great things. We are more than what happens to us. We are.
Move on. Straight up, move on. Forget them.
Lay hold of it. You lay hold of it. And when that thing tells you to quit, you look at it in his eye and say, I ain't going nowhere. I will break you before you break me. You will not defeat me. You will not destroy me. Some of you are so ignorant. You've been through so much hell. You gonna quit now? You should have quit 10 years ago. You should have been quit. You don't quit now. It's the 10th round. You got two more to go. And when you get to success, it's not about skill. When you get to a certain level of success, it's about stamina. It's about stamina. It's about you won't break me. You can't take me. I fought too long. I fought too hard.
As life unfolds, life comes at you with so much. It's going to be certain seasons in life to where you're in a season of just enduring. You just got to endure right now, right? Whatever you're going through, sometimes you're in that season of, man, it's time to endure. Those things are necessary so you can become a different version of yourself and you can grow and learn from these experiences. So one day you can go back when somebody else is going through something and you can share them.
But in terms of you framing acceptance as saying that I am comfortable with who I am and I cannot be better and I must be satisfied with that, is the biggest embodiment of failure that I can imagine. There's a difference between saying I am good enough and I am good. So you could say I am good enough for my current state based on the work that I've put into it, but I could be better. You can accept that the work that you have done has created the outcome that you've created. But you do not need to accept that the outcome that you've created is the end-all, be-all, and the last outcome that you need to have. people look at champions and try and find something that that champion has that they don't have. It's like, but it's not that at all. They lack something everyone else has, which is an off button. They just don't stop.
Maybe your path in life is harder right now because your calling is so much higher.
I would rather you set your sights not on the moon, but on the stars, because in the process of shooting for the stars, you will hit the moon, guaranteed. But in the process of shooting for the moon, you might completely miss it and hit nothing.
The real message is we all started from nowhere. I mean, we all had bullshit jobs. We all felt like losers. But through time and effort, you build a stronger human. You build a stronger body, you build a stronger mind, you build accomplishments and will and momentum. And then you look back and you go, hey man, I'm not washing tables anymore.
Not when all is available, not when all your gifts haven't been exposed and explored, and so you can discover what you were made for.
To succeed, you must fail. In failure and in suffering, all the answers are in there. All the answers to all the test questions, the test is your life. I need to visit it. Visit suffering 1 hour a day. Visit your past failures 1 hour a day. The relationship with it is the answers are in there.
The world is a lesser place if you do not reveal from within yourself what you have to reveal. And the fact that the world is a lesser place actually turns out not to be trivial. Like if you aren't everything you could be, more people will die, more people will suffer. More evil will be unconstrained. More tyranny will reign. More chaos will remain chaotic and dangerous. All of that.
One of the most damaging things that any human can do is set low standards and then achieve those standards.
The ultimate in compensation for human beings, to have more control over your own destiny.
There's so many people that are in that starting point. I don't know what to do. What should I do? You're going to have to figure it out. One foot in front of the other. To find a thing and keep working at it, you get better at it.
Go deep into the dungeon of my soul and say, okay, what is making you a quitter? What is making you a weak man? What is making you afraid? That's why I kept on quitting and going back to start, or not knowing how to get through hard times.
I think we can all agree we all want more. We have dreams, we have goals. We gotta ask ourselves first, more what? And that starts, I think, by going and answering that question, what do I value the most?
And it goes, I wish for the world to realize all of their dreams so that they can realize they don't make them complete. And he's talking about that most people's dreams are very like external, like champions, like they want to win a medal, they want a trophy, they want a nice car and all this stuff, then you get it. And when you have everything, you realize, this isn't what I wanted. I don't feel complete right now.
We must become everything that we were intended to be the day that God gave you breath. Because with that breath, you have to use it to go out and grab something. And as long as you're believing, as long as you're breathing, as long as you're achieving, keep going forward. Go past your doubt, go past the dream until you have to dream again.
Constantly rewrite your book every day of your life. These are conversations I have with myself. And I say it everywhere I go, the most important conversation when you have with yourself. You live with it every single day. But most of our conversations are not the right ones.
But failure is the most information-rich data stream on planet Earth. But to accurately assess the data and figure out what it's telling you about why you failed to some extent, or why it was more inefficient than it needs to be, you have to be willing to stare nakedly at your own inadequacies, take responsibility for the outcome, not make it somebody else's fault or the economy's fault or whatever, any external force. You're making it an external problem. You're never going to be able to learn the lesson you need to learn in order to improve your behavior so that you can then execute better and make more progress.
Moving forward, set higher standards in your fitness, in your ability to orate, to speak. Enough with setting low standards and hitting those standards, being proud of yourself. Like, fuck, man, let's get to it.
Stop saying, I've got to wait for good things to happen to me. And I said, I'm going to grind. I'm going to fight. I'm going to work. I'm going to press toward.
that if you want to find peace with yourself, self-understanding, self-knowledge, self-esteem, all of these things are going to be found only through sacrifice, getting uncomfortable, reevaluating what your normal is, and putting yourself in situations that you don't want to do.
Yep, they decide to change, to change those circumstances, whatever they might be. As long as you have to have that desire, the will to change those circumstances. That's your start right there. Have the will, the desire to change it. There's your starting point.
Sometimes life will happen to you, and you won't have time to say no. You won't have time to think that you can't do it. The only time you will have is to act, to take the leap of faith and believe that everything is going to be all right.
You're going to die never even trying to reach your full potential.
Hopelessness is a state of mind. Don't live your entire life hopeless and unfulfilled. Go to your dream. And if you never make it, if you die before you get to your dream, die going to your dream. At least you will finish this world, not just setting, saying, man, if only. There are no if onlys. There is, what are we going to do now?
You can't be who you used to be and who you're going to be at the same time. Right? At a certain point, you got to sacrifice something. Every next level of our lives demands a new version of us. You're trying to accomplish new goals, new dreams, and new aspirations. But you're operating from an old place mentally. And so when you say, is your software updated? What I'm referring to is knowledge base, environment, people, things you're trying to accomplish. Is it updated?
You can't be comfortable with yourself if you don't know who yourself is. And you can't know who yourself is if you don't stop looking at how everybody around you is and start looking at what makes you comfortable and what makes you uniquely you.
So the thing that I would tell people, man, that's in transition, that's in pursuit, don't postpone your joy, don't postpone your happiness, and don't postpone your peace. If you're not where you want to be, if you haven't accomplished the things that you seek to accomplish, if you haven't got the things done that you're trying to get done. Because oftentimes we look at it like, man, if I get here, it'd be great, it'd be all good. You end up postponing your joy, your happiness, and your peace, right? Which I feel is a big mistake. Enjoy the moment and all that it entails, the totality of it. Enjoy all that comes with it, because I can guarantee you there's always lessons present. Whether we capture them is another thing, but it's always lessons that's present.
You gotta face the reality of who you are. You gotta face the reality of what you are. And nobody's gonna tell you that like you yourself will tell you that. And if you are not a person that you are comfortable being alone with, that is the one person in this universe that you have full power, full right, and full responsibility to change.
You know, sometimes we're sailing through life, basking in moments of triumph and happiness, when all of a sudden, things change. The turbulent winds of adversity strike. Your world seems to crumble right around you. Your dreams seem to fly away. The setbacks, failures, and challenges that you face seem to threaten your spirit and to break it. How are you going to respond? It is in these moments of adversity that your best self can be revealed. Your resilience can shine the brightest.
Are you tired yet? But some of you need to get tired. You need to be tired of what's going on in your life. Get tired of your habits. Get tired of your results. Get tired of the actions that you're putting in every day. You gotta change, man, or nothing changes.
Excuses sound best to the person that's making them up.
Stop feeling sorry for yourself. It's game on. It's focus. It's go season. You got a problem with your life. You got a problem with your environment. Do something about it. If you want it, go get it.
Maybe it's my fault. Maybe I led you to believe it was easy when it wasn't. Maybe I made you think my highlights started at the free throw line and not in the gym. Maybe I made you think that every shot I took was a game winner. That my game was built on flash and not fire. Maybe I destroyed the game. Or maybe you're just making excuses.
These challenges that you face, they're gonna do their best to take you down. Do not let them. Stand up, dig in, line up those problems and confront them, face them, fight them. Do not let them bring you down. In fact, let those challenges raise you up. Let them elevate you.
The best way to fight the demons that chase you in the night is to stop and turn around. Turn around. Face them. A hero dies once, a coward dies 1,000 times.
Unchosen suffering is going to happen in life. Your parents are going to pass away. Loved ones are going to die. Your relationships are going to break down. Your body is going to fail you. You're going to become ill or sick or destitute. Things are going to happen that you have no control over. And the only way that you can prepare yourself for unchosen suffering is with chosen suffering. You can elect to put yourself into a position to become a stronger alloy of whatever the metal is that you're made of. And by purposefully choosing difficult things, you will armor yourself against that situation.
You think you got so much time, man. Like, you think you got so much time. Not that you need to rush your life, but you think you got time. Make that call, man. Like, you think you got time. Write that letter. You think you got time. Go see that person. You think you got time. I say, man, when I say the most underrated blessing is leaving your house and making it back home every single day, people treat it like it's a cliche. Man, that's the most underrated blessing, because every single day we wake up, we walk out of our front doors. We just treat life as if it's promised to us. It's not.
Problem is, you think you have time, but in reality, you don't. So, what are you waiting for?
The story. The story they sell themselves on. Everyone's got a story. And everyone wants to tell you their story of how bad they had it, how hard they had it. And the more times you tell yourself or others that story, the more you reinforce the fact that you're not meant to have happiness, success, abundance, great relationship, awesome health, whatever. The story, they don't realize that they still hold the pen. And there's thousands of empty pages still in that book that they could rewrite that story. But we have to let go of the pages that others have written in our book, and we can start writing how the story looks from this day forward.
Whether you do, whether you don't, they're still gonna talk about you. At gatherings, they whisper about you if you're making moves or you're standing still. So honestly, I've come to realize in life, just do you, just do what you wanna do. Let them talk.
And the only guarantee that you and I are going to have a better tomorrow is the fact that you and I are growing today. If you and I are not growing today, what would make us think that tomorrow has greater possibilities? You don't go into possibilities, you grow into possibilities. You don't go into opportunities, you grow into opportunities. It becomes the natural thing to a person that keeps learning and growing, expanding and stretching.
There's a payoff for bad eventually. There's a payoff. It can't be bad, but for so long. If you got the strength, and understanding to realize that, shit will change. It will change.
The saying I think to myself every day is that I didn't come this far to only come this far. Creativity has no limits. We're not like a limited amount that we're going to use up. When you do something, you check the box and move on. Do the next thing. We don't live in the past. Create a life resume. Do as many things that you can do that you want to do and check the box and do the next thing.
When you take the chance to go after your dreams, when you take the risk, sure, you may fail. But what if you fly? What if you succeed? What if you do greater than you could have ever imagined? What if you impact and change millions of lives? What if the world is different in a better way because of you?
Don't worry about making mistakes. Mistakes happen to everybody. Everybody makes a mistake. You're not special because you make a mistake. There's no big deal to making a mistake. It's all in the recovery. It's all in the recovery. Most people don't recover from a mistake. If you want to differentiate yourself, get the blessing of the lesson, get up and move on.
If you are living a comfortable life, it only means you are continuously staying inside a field of what you know already. Every time you are crossing that line, every time you are expanding that border, you are bringing light into a space that before that time was a space of uncertainty. But there is only one way to find out and make uncertainty become knowledge. And that one is through experiencing it.
And everybody's fundamental issue is that you either hate yourself or you do nothing but judge yourself. And this habit of relentless self-criticism and relentless self-rejection is the reason why you're unhappy. It's the reason why you're never satisfied. It's the reason why you can't take a compliment and why you're uncomfortable. And it all comes down to the fact that when you stand in front of the mirror every single morning, you have this really subtle way that's not so subtle of starting your day by rejecting yourself.
People change in four different seasons. People change when they hurt enough they have to, when they see enough they're inspired to, when they learn enough that they want to, and when they receive enough that they're able to. Those are the four times that people change.
Can't be focused on the future. What you need to be focused is on the present moment. What you can control today, the habits that you input today, the amount of work ethic and good attitude that you've portrayed today. These are the things that matter. The Stoics used to speak about these things because it's so easy to either reminisce in the past or to be conjuring imaginary scenarios of the future, oftentimes negative, that lead a present moment of stress and a state of being miserable. So if you want to be in a life that is full of equanimity, equanimity means the calmness of the soul, and a life that is full of peace, you need to be here now, focusing on what you can control.
Fear never goes away. You just learn to live with it. Here's what I can tell you for free. It's going to be much harder than you think. It's going to take much longer than you think. And you're going to suffer much more than you expect. But there will be nothing worth it more. What you've got to decide for yourself, do you want to be the person you want to be? If I remove the suffering from success, you lose character. That's why you suffer. It's because the journey you have to go through is life that's going to teach you, but it's going to give you depth and character. The question you have to ask for yourself is, do you want to be who you are, or do you want to be who you are becoming?
You're only as good as your last shot. You're only as good as your last win. A lot of people that live in past victories or past failures end up losing in life because they're reminiscing on the past. The past will not determine the future. You need to understand that every single day when you wake up, you have the ability to reset the clock and you have the ability to reset the direction of your life. If you were doing something yesterday that wasn't pushing you towards success, that doesn't define you. You can change, you can adapt, you can re-engineer your future by changing your habits.
True happiness is not contained in what you get. Happiness is contained in what you become.
Some people will never like you because I believe your spirit irritates their demons.
You want to be strong? Learn how to be alone. Use this hurt as fuel, as energy.
Falling down, failing is part of life. Is life. Getting up every day, no matter what, is living.
It's okay if your path is different than what you envisioned. Trust all the delays, the detours, and the roadblocks. Even if you can't see where you're headed, just trust that many roads can take you where you want to go. Maybe it's taking you longer because you aren't cutting corners or manipulating people to get there. Maybe it's taking you longer because you're doing it right. Whatever it is, just keep going.
You don't have to know exactly what you want to be when you grow up. You just have to try different things, even if 99% of them fail. You only have to be right one time. You don't have to figure it all out in advance. You can be wrong. You could pick the wrong career. You can pick the wrong job. You can pick the wrong spouse. You can pick the wrong whatever. But you get it right one time, you're set. But if you don't try, and if you don't go out there and try all those different things, you'll never get that one time.
What are you willing to do different? How willing are you? And a lot of people will put words to that, but only time will tell whether those words are followed up by the action that demonstrates the level of willingness that is required to actualize anything of meaning in this world.
Understand that you are going to take blows. You're not going to walk through this thing seamlessly, never getting hit by a punch, never losing money. It's going to happen. And it doesn't make you less. It's just going to help you understand and get hard into the facts of things that you have to do in order to succeed. All I would urge you and tell you to do is understand that it does get darker before the dawn, and you must keep pushing through because you truly have no other choice.
I will do good no matter what. No matter what happens to me, I will do good. No matter what happens to me. It's absolute rejection of the idea of being a victim. It's like, no matter how much suffering comes my way, no matter how much undeserved suffering comes my way, in spite of my innocence, I will not lose faith and I will do good.
Fear of not achieving your goal, what we call self-limiting beliefs, holds you back more than anything else. And your self-limiting beliefs are not based on reality. That's why you have to constantly think, if I had no limitations, what goals would I set for myself?
It's the ultimate passion, a passion for incredible success in every department of my life. That's the passion. But don't look down on some menial job you have to do to finally get you to where you want to go. No job is menial. Every job is noble. Training life for pay, making a contribution to society.
Nobody changes until they change their energy. And when you change your energy, you change your life. Don't expect anything in your life to change if your environment is controlling your feelings and thoughts. And if your environment is controlling how you feel and think, what you're really saying is that person is controlling your feelings and your thoughts. And that means you're a victim to your environment. Well, turn that around and you start realizing your feelings and thoughts create your environment, and you start seeing the effects of you at cause. You're going to believe more that you're the creator of your life and less the victim of your life. And I say, the more you practice it, the better you get at it.
Everything you want will be found on your way to the top, not once you get there. The character, the discipline, the consistency, the self-respect, none of those things come with achieving the goal. They all come from the journey. Goals give you direction, but your commitment to the process will give you happiness and fulfillment. So commit to the vision, and wherever it takes you, just make sure you enjoy the ride.
You can literally feel when it is time to move into the next chapter of your life. And the thing is, your new life is going to cost you your old life. All you are going to lose is what you built for a person you no longer are. Let it go.
It's supposed to be hard. Everything worth pursuing comes with a little pain. The trick is not minding that it hurts.